The Guardian.
Of the total emissions of CO2 into the atmosphere in the UK, over 80% are produced from oil and from gas.
He says, though, Monbiot claims, that if we had coal-fired power stations, we would have 54 million tonnes of carbon emissions per year.
Well, what he's doing, of course, is simply saying that if we have power stations which continue to generate electricity using either outdated methods or imported fuels as we are at the present time, he's not taking into account for some reason, inexplicably in my view, that we ought to be using new technology such as carbon capture, such as fluidized bed combustion and combined heat and power, all of which would reduce the CO2 emissions, in my view, to zero.
He does address the carbon capture and storage possible facility, and he says that it would almost make it impossible to make it mandatory that existing and new coal-fired power stations would have that technology. At the minute, they're not obliged to have it, and they wouldn't have to sign the dotted line.
Well, of course, if people are not made to do things, then they won't do them. But there's no reason on earth why governments all over the world, and in particular in this country, cannot do what they said they would do, and that is meet the decision of the Kyoto Agreement to reduce the amount of CO2 into the atmosphere. In order to do that, it means it must be mandatory that all existing coal-fired power stations, oil-fired stations and gas-fired stations, all which produce CO2, should have fitted carbon capture and should be having fitted all the technology that we know does exist, and in that way we would not merely reduce it, we would practically eliminate it.
You make the point that the government therefore has to enforce these mandatory rules. However, do we have at the current time a government who could do that? Monbiot's criticism is that Brown, Straw, Darling, Hutton, Bliers, Kelly and Hoon simply don't have any teeth.
Well, I don't think either this government or the previous government had any determination to do anything about it. Don't forget, these are the people who crucify the coal mining industry, and one would have expected, having closed 192 pits, dismissed 170,000 miners, closed down something like 60% of coal-fired generation, or made it non-operational, there would have been a reduction in CO2 emissions. And in
fact, there's
been an increase.
But is it the case, sorry to interrupt you, but is it not the case that any government has this very symbiotic relationship with business? And in effect, if the businesses don't want to sign on the dotted line, they won't, and government is frightened of alienating that business.
Well, there's a simple answer to that. Take all the generating companies back into public ownership where they should belong. Take back in all the generating fuels back into public ownership and control and make it mandatory. There is no reason why the plan for coal, which was signed in 1974, should not be reinstated. But alongside that, there should be a plan for energy consumption. And that means that the market for coal, and I'm talking about the market in terms of power generation or industry or domestic, also should have its part to play, and that can only be done by a decision of government telling those industries which they own on behalf of the British people what they must do.
But which government is going to bring back clause for that commitment to public ownership, frankly, in this day and age?
Well, in this day and age, the political party I lead, the Socialist Labour Party, there's none of the others are interested in socialism or even in nationalisation. And don't forget, there's a fundamental difference in nationalisation and common ownership. Even the Americans have got more nationalisation than we have, but there can be no doubt that if you want fundamental change and a climate reduction eventually leading to the total elimination of all CO2 emissions, then you've got to do that by government diktat and not leave it to the market forces of multinational corporations who are acting in terms of globalisation and their shareholders.
Now, you've challenged George Monbiot to a test. You say that you're prepared to go into a room full of CO2 for 2 minutes. If he's prepared to go into a room full of radiation for 2 minutes, what's wrong with nuclear?
What's wrong with nuclear is that it's absolutely deadly. It's caused the death so far of over 100,000 1,000, or will have, within a 30-year time span from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. And I know that because I was on the TUC commission that investigated the Chernobyl disaster. I also was the advocate at the Sizewell public inquiry and the Hinkley Point public inquiry. And I know the danger and how deadly low level as well as high level radiation is. And I tell you this, there's no question that radiation in and around a nuclear station does result in a 10% increase in leukemia and cancer, particularly amongst children.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.